So Viktor Orban wants women at home to have more children. Yes, he wants larger Hungarian families to combat the country's low birth rate. And in exchange, he's promising financial benefits and programs for women who have four or more children. We're talking loan expansion programs, subsidies for cars. Orban rolled out that policy over the weekend. This week, as our own Orla Barry has been reporting from Hungary, we've also been talking with Kim Lane Shepley. She's an expert on Hungary and a professor over at Princeton. What do you make of Orban's announcement over the weekend that women with four or more children won't have to pay income taxes? What's that about?
Orban has backed himself into a corner, and he's using a way to get out of that corner that we've seen before. So the corner he's in is that Hungary really has a failing economic model. His policies have driven, some say, up to 1 million Hungarians out of the country. And yet he's also, of course, come down very hard against any form of immigration. So the question is how Hungary maintains a labor force if it's losing its population. And his answer is, let's get women to have more kids so that there will be Hungarians to actually hold up the economy. Now, it's all very familiar because Orban has a terrible track record on women. And so the idea that women are going to bail him out of this problem is something that I think is familiar to a lot of us who've watched him in action for a long time. So women are going to bear the burden of Orban's failed economic policies.
I mean, it's obviously oppressive for women. Is Orban also trying to create kind of Hungarian human facts on the ground, kind of an anti-immigrant policy?
Yes. Well, this is part of his policy to shore up Hungary for the Hungarians. I mean, Hungary, like many of the countries in Eastern Europe, and for that matter, like many advanced democracies around the world, is having a declining birth rate. And if they don't have immigration or some other way of bolstering the population numbers, they're going to be a declining country. So, and now that Orban has come out so strongly against immigration, this is his way back. Now, you know, one thing I think it's important to say about Orban and his policies about women is that he's long been an advocate of big families. So he himself has a big family. This is something that very much comes with the territory of Hungarian nationalism. And right now, the group in Hungary that has the largest families are the Roma minority, who have really taken a hit under the Orban government. So it will be interesting to see whether his policy really applies universally or whether it applies only to the Hungarians.
How does Hungary's treatment of women in 2019 compare to, like, the communist era?
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, in the communist era, of course, women were recruited into the workforce and were actually promoted at much higher levels than they are now. So in some ways, the communist era was a golden age for women. Now, it was a golden age and it wasn't, since it was so awful for everybody. Having a great fate in a golden age means that you're not so well off. So, you know, women were overwhelmingly all of the judges, all of the doctors, some professions that we think of as relatively prestigious professions were actually completely dominated by women during the communist time. Now, of course, they were dominated by women because they weren't such high status professions then. But still, you know, women have really had a lot of education and a history of great accomplishment in Hungary. The post-communist period saw women really getting knocked back into very traditional roles. Job ads started being highly gendered. So, you know, there would be an advertisement for a manager and it would literally say, we want a man for the job, or secretaries with, you know, flirtatious abilities, you know, and those would be jobs for women. So this really has happened, you know, this kind of segregation of men and women has happened throughout the post-communist time. And Viktor Orban's party has simply made that worse.
Kim Lane Shepley, professor at Princeton, thanks very much for speaking with us again about Hungary. Really appreciate it.
Lovely to talk to you, Marco.